That is just a sensational performance. Nothing else was given a chance by Kate Gath and Tuff Tilly. And Kate joins us now. Congratulations, Kate. What a ride.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, we all know what Tilly can do, and she did that tonight. And it was just a great one to get.
Now, Kate, did she surprise you tonight with how she did that? Once you obviously drove her quite hard to get to the top, is she a filly that keeps surprising you with what she can do and the speed that she can run, or are you just used to it now?
No, I've got the utmost faith in her, and we all know what she can run. So once she got that second quarter, that was pretty nice. She was going to throw a really fast half at them, so we were happy to let her do that.
And Kate, you've been with Tuff Tilly pretty much the whole way through her career. How did she feel tonight, and how does she feel this time in compared to what she's done so far, which was already pretty impressive?
Yeah, well, she felt super sharp last week, and she felt good again tonight. And, I mean, look what she can do, and, everything she stands for representing EB. And it was a shame that Tilly Wilkes couldn't be here tonight, and her entire family. And I think they'd booked out the entire upstairs or part of it. And, it was such a shame that happened to be this week that we got locked down. But I'm just rapt that she's won for them, and, raise more money to help find a cure for EB.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that I think Tuff Tilly, it's been well documented that she has a special place in your heart, as well as Emma Stewart's, for obviously that connection with Tilly. We saw that wonderful story over the Vic Bread series, and as you mentioned, it's a shame they can't be here, but I'm sure you want to send out a hello to Tilly and her family watching at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Tilly. I'm so excited for you and everyone involved, and Craig, Jad, and everyone at Ben Stud for the opportunity, and Emma and Clayton, they do such a good job, and you can't win these races without getting on the right horses. So I'm just so happy for everyone, and happy that she got a really big money race, that a lot of money will go to EB.
It's just such a special story, Kate. Congratulations on the win with Tuff Tilly, and I'm sure there's many more to come in the future.
Thank you.
Kate Gatt joining us there after Tuff Tilly's win. And Tuff Tilly, what a horse. I mean, she has got such, such mainstream sort of power, a filly like this, doesn't she, Nikita, when it comes to coverage of harness racing just more broadly? And, of course, what a wonderful story, as Kate's just mentioned and you've mentioned, in regards to EB and the great work being done there.
That's right. And I think she was just, in a way, a little bit unlucky to run into another filly like Ladies in Red last season, because Tuff Tilly was outstanding. But
she was.
To run into a Ladies in Red who was just sort of had her measure a couple of times and draws played a part. She should be a multiple Group 1 winner. She is now Tuff Tilly, and she really deserves that, I think, because she is so special. But just to have two quality fillies like we did last season as two-year-olds, Ladies in Red and also Tuff Tilly, that went toe-to-toe so many times, it's great for the sport, and I think she really deserved that big money race tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and she just looked brilliant there. We'll watch the replay shortly, but once she got really cranking, really rolling off the back straight, nothing was going to catch Tuff Tilly. Antonia tried her absolute best, and you can take nothing away from her run, where she had to come from in the run, looping the field like that. That was a really terrific effort in defeat.
Oh, absolutely. As Kate mentioned, Tilly got that comfortable second quarter, and then she was really able to rip home that last half. So Antonia was massive, I think, making that sustained run from the 800, three deep. So her sectionals will be very, very good. I'm quite keen to see those tomorrow, because she's run an enormous race as well.
They're both brilliant fillies, and Joanna's very, very consistent as well, and she ended up running on into second place, and that was a good performance too. David Moran with such a big night.
Absolutely. She was excellent as well, Joanna. So, and Tony Savatanos as well. I'm sure he's very happy with that performance of Joanna.
He'd be absolutely thrilled, that's for sure. And moments like these too for the Alabar Syndicate. That horse ran fourth as we kick off the replay here. And Better Be Kept was running on strongly too for Michael Zoltoff and Josh Aiken at the finish.